Good evening, everyone. My name is Ben Atkinson. I'm the Young Adult Director here at CV First. I just want to say thank you so much for choosing CV First as your place of worship here tonight. We're honored to have you. I'm honored to be up here and share with you. Before we actually start, we're going to pray one more time. So if you guys can bow your heads and let's begin. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you so much just to be able to celebrate everything that you have done, Lord. Thank you for the greatest gift that we have ever received, Lord, your Son. Lord, I pray that we don't take that for granted, Lord, that we will be able to remember everything that you have done from start to finish, Lord. God, thank you so much for the opportunity to be up here, Lord. I just pray that it will be your words and not my own. In Jesus' name, amen. So it's very common in churches during the Christmas Eve service to hear Emmanuel, God with us, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father. We hear it so often, so frequently, it becomes white noise in our Christmas celebration. We get caught up in making the house so pristine and perfect for the friends and family that are coming or that are here. We get entangled with the Christmas lights. It has to be a quarter turn to the left or a clockwise to the right, right? So the neighbors can see how great our house looks, right? Or we get so tunnel vision in a certain thing that's supposed to happen or a gift that's supposed to be received that when that doesn't happen, Christmas is ruined. Let's pack up our bags. We'll try again in 2023. But we forget that these names are the names of salvation. They're the promise to our frail humanity. They're a gift of hope and strength in times of anguish. These names give us victory, right? And they all point us to Christ Jesus on which we're here tonight. If I can pull your ear or draw your attention to one name that stands behind all names. Some of you know it. In Hebrews, it's Yahweh. Others may be familiar with the name Jehovah. In English, it comes to be I Am. It's the name God would use for himself all over the Old Testament. God would use his name whenever the Israelites were in need. We see in Exodus chapter 3, 4 through 14, Moses was confronted by God and said, "Surely I have seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cries from their taskmasters. I know their suffering." Right. Later on in the passage, God says to Moses, "I am who I am." And God says, "Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you." Now, I promised Amanda I wouldn't sing this, but frequently and a lot of times we hear it on the radio or on Spotify or iTunes. Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. Kids will be jingle belling and everyone will be telling you, be of good cheer. And it can be for most, but a lot of times it's the reminder of financial trouble. How do I ever afford the gifts that I feel like my loved ones deserve? Or this year has been so taxing, how can I ever get past this? Right? Or it's the reminder of loved ones that are no longer here. It's the grandpa used to help us put up the lights. Or mom used to cook everything and get everything just right. Or it's the fear of the family gatherings. For some reason or another, families are in shambles or in wreck, and it's that fear of coming together. Or it's the silent killer, the depression and anxiety that you can't seem to shake. But for some reason or another, people are telling you, be of good cheer. Santa Claus is coming. And I know this doesn't apply to all of us, but it's the reality of our fallen world. Though the encouragement is, the coming in Christ is this herald from God that he is fully aware that you and I need saving. His name is the anchor to our lives. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He is the great I Am. God would normally use his name, I Am, in whatever the Israelites needed. In other words, what they lacked in life or whatever they were deficient in. He could and would supply, right? We see this all over the Old Testament. We see it in the book of Leviticus, right? Moses lays out the law. This is how you walk rightly and holy before God. And the Israelites like, yeah, I can't do that. And God responds is, I am your sanctifier. I am the God that enables you to walk with me. Another book, the prophet Ezekiel, right? Israel felt alone, scared, overwhelmed by enemies. And we hear Jehovah Shema, I am here. Or when King David was confused and overwhelmed, he called out Jehovah Raha, you are my shepherd. There's so many more I wish I could have time to share. I know the roast is in the oven. I'm going to try to make this not quick, but efficient. But God, who is King of the galaxy, King of no equals, chose to step down from his heavenly throne to enter a throne of hay. You see, Jesus is the promised Messiah, the manifestation of God who came to live among us as Isaiah prophesied. He did the exact same thing God did in the Old Testament. He took God's name, his name, I am, and he applied it to every greatest area of our brokenness and pain. For example, he said, to those who hunger, I am the bread. To those who thirst, let him come to me and drink, for I am the living water. To those who are in darkness, he declared, I am the light. To those who need a fresh start, I am the door. I am the good shepherd who takes care of his sheep, right? I am the way for those who are confused. I am the truth. To those who are afraid of death, I am the life. You see, all that we need, all that you lack, all that I lack, all that we could never be, Jesus is our great I am. You see, God's human creatures, that's us, that's you, we had failed to obey God as we ought to. And doing so separated us from him and his presence, leaving us for judgment. But by mercy and his grace, he intruded himself into the world to rescue his own creation, who deserved punishment. The Son of God became man and bore our punishment. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquity. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. You see, we celebrate a love displayed with tiny fingers. Those tiny fingers grew to be a man that led us to the road of our redemption. And it started in Bethlehem. I gotta ask, do you know who was born? Do you know his name? Chapter 9, verse 6 through 7, for us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. And on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness. From this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Here at CV First, we have a tradition. I'm sure most of you know it. I'm a big fan of it. Yeah, I would say it's a core memory for the symbol that it stands for. For those who don't know, we sing Silent Night. And before we actually sing, I want to direct our eyes to our Advent calendar. It's the last one is the Christ candle. We're going to light all of them tonight. But if I can direct you to the Christ candle, it's the reminder of Christ coming. Right? He came, he was living with us, he died for our sins, but he's coming again. Right? It's God's light for the sinners in a dark world. Please don't overlook that as you celebrate Christmas. Please don't overlook the name of God in your life. Whether you've known him all of your life or this is the first time you're hearing about him, please know he is whatever we lack. He is our sanctifier. He is the God that enables us to walk with him. He did this by giving us his son. As we celebrate tonight, we get to remember this. I know a lot of us get to go home, open presents, or at least one or two, or if you're the family that does Christmas on Christmas Eve, that's great. But please don't forget why we celebrate Christmas. It's not Santa Claus, it's not Buddy the Elf, it's Christ our Messiah, right? And as we light these candles, we're going to sing Silent Night. But let us remember, even the heavenly host sings hallelujah, because the great I Am, Christ Jesus, our Savior, is born.